It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. Glad you're here. Today, we have kind of a real estate discussion, but this is a very, very forward-thinking real estate discussion. Modern stuff. It's going to be about AI in real estate, kind of melding the old school and the new school together. The gentleman we have on today is a trailblazer in the tech and real estate industries, co-founding Realm AI. It's an innovative platform that's revolutionizing how people search for homes. And we all know about Zillow, but Realm is a little different. As the CEO, this gentleman has steered Realm AI to solve one of today's most pressing issues, affordable housing. And with a unique background that spans politics and business consulting, he brings an unmatched passion for using AI to empower us to find homes that fit our lifestyles, cutting out unnecessary middlemen and saving user time and money. So please welcome Evan Robinson. Welcome, Evan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate the great introduction there. And I'm excited to be on the podcast today.
Well, glad to have you. Glad to have you. This is cool because I spent a lot of time in real estate. It's not my passion anymore. But, you know, like my dad cursed me by making some kind of DNA chip in me that says I can't walk by a piece of property that needs rehab without wanting to fix it. And so I've done a lot of residential rehabs and some commercial ones. And I'm still in the process of doing one where I live now. But real estate is a cool topic for wealth because, as you know, it creates wealth for a lot of people. Like if you look at the Forbes 400, most of the wealth, if it hasn't been inherited, has been created in real estate. And that's changing a bit now. People like you getting into AI, people in the crypto space, a lot of modern technology is displacing some of those old things. But still, there's a lot of room for it, especially when we can meld it together. That's the way I look at it. I'm stealing your thunder. So tell me, how'd you guys start this? What is it? And let's get us off on a good foot so I can figure out what's going on here and ask you some decent questions about what this is. Looks exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. So to back up a little bit, you know, I mean, the way we think about home, it's really where you start your journey, whether, you know, it's setting up family, where you're going to be working, right? It's all, you know, your podcast is all about wealth creation, and where you're living is probably one of the biggest attributors to that factor, right? So we wanted to make it easier for people to find where to start their journey. So we ended up building, you know, this really great AI home search platform, you know, natural language, or just in regular words, put in exactly what you want, where you want to live, what aesthetic aspects of your home that you want. Maybe it's oak wood floors, marble countertop, and within a certain given budget near, you know, areas that you want to be. So maybe you work at, if you're in New York City, One Penn Plaza, and you need to be around there. And we're able to find that home exactly for you. So we really built this out to, you know, that's our first step into it. And we were working towards in-housing the entire rental and sale process into one platform where we're able to really control that transaction and that flow and be able to cut out things like, for example, a broker fee or other expenses that are driving the cost up within that, within getting you into the home that works for you.
Got it. So, you know, we all know about Zillow, or a lot of people know about Zillow. It was funny. I was up in Whistler. I don't know. It must have been 10 years ago. And I was on a ski lift and started talking to the guy next to me. He was starting to talk about real estate. And I go, yeah, I know a little bit about real estate. And he goes, hey, I got this company called Zillow. He was the CEO of Zillow. Most people had never heard about it back then. But I go, yeah, I'm very well aware of it. It was cool. He was getting it going. And now obviously it's ubiquitous and it's everywhere. How are you different from that? How do you work with that? Is it a competitor or is it a collaborator or is it neither? How does that work? Because that's what we're familiar with. So let's use that as a jumping off point maybe.
Yeah, no, that's a great, great question. And so the companies like Zillow, you know, Redfin, et cetera, they define your life in these filter boxes, right? And we wanted to break beyond that because you're not a filter, right? You have very specific requirements for how you want to live your life, the lifestyle you want to live, what you want your home to look like, what your family dynamics are going to be. So we took a completely different approach that made it more human, that made it more accessible for somebody, you know, to find exactly what they're looking for, given any type of budget constraints, given any type of situation within your lifestyle. And that's really our biggest differentiator from everybody else. The other thing that we're doing is, I would say, along the product roadmap and where we're building is in-housing that entire process where Zillow or some of these other portals out there are just originators for leads for agents. We're thinking from a consumer perspective and saying, okay, how do we build that best experience for them and get them into houses that they desperately need?
Got it. So this is a little bit more tailored approach because you have AI software that kind of gets to know you, maybe. I don't know, I'm just projecting, and kind of figures out, okay, here's really what he's looking for. He doesn't really just care about the 3 bedrooms and the 2 baths and the number of square feet, but he cares about lifestyle, neighborhoods, things like that. And AI can kind of quickly determine all that. Am I close?
Yeah, so we're doing some pretty amazing stuff around matching what your personality is to, you know, how you're actually searching. We're able to get down to, you know, what you care about in the neighborhood. So vibe of the neighborhood. I want to be in a family-friendly neighborhood with, you know, a gym where there's gyms, maybe you have an active lifestyle near hiking trails, et cetera. And we're able to really match you to exactly who you are and build off of that. And continue that process through the entire transaction, you know, like I keep hinting at here. So it is built on your personality. It's built on who you are. And it's that really cool thing that AI can do, which is that one-on-one type of experience that you don't get with, you know, what I would call old tech.
Got it. Well, even though it's new tech, it's now old tech because things are changing so quickly, right?
Yeah.
So where do you get your data? Because obviously you're in New York City and there's a ton of data there. How do you get your data? Do you scrape it off of databases like Redfin and Zillow? Do you go to MLS? How do you get it all in there? Just technical question.
Yeah, no, great question. So we hit a we have a couple of data providers. We hit their API. We're able to pull in all of the listings. Anything that we're missing, we do index and we're able to pull that in. And then we basically add mac we add other data on top of it that allows you to, you know, get that specificity in the search. So we have like a good data waterfall from various sources, wide and narrow.
That's pretty cool. So let's kind of walk through it. Let's say that I'm looking for a house to rent or an apartment to rent or something, some kind of something to rent. You guys are big in New York City, so we'll just use that. Let's say I want to move to New York City and I'm looking for a place, and I want a place near Rockefeller Center and some good restaurants, and I have a certain amount of rent. Take me through that. Take me through that process of what AI does that's different from what I would be doing on a Zillow search, for example, maybe.
Yeah, no, that's great. So Mark wants to live. So all you would type in is like, "Hey, I'm Mark. I want to live near Rockefeller Center. My budget's, you know, maybe it's 5 to 10K a month in rent. I want to, you know, I want oak wood floors, marble countertop. I want, you know, a gym in the building. And this is how I'm saying is how you would write it.
Wow.
I want to be near, you know, I like going out with for margaritas on the weekend with my friends. So put me near bars that do that. I want to be near a temple gym, which is like a famous gym in the city. And any other level of requirements you have, you just hit submit. Realm will search all the properties, find you exactly what you're looking for, plots it on a map, plots it on a sidebar so you can see the images really clearly. And then from there, you can either keep refining. So maybe it's a specific neighborhood or other types of requirements about about the unit that you want to move into. And then you can click into a particular property and ask questions about that specific property itself. So my favorite question I always check, which is a big one in New York City, is, are there signs of pests? Tell me about the building. Tell me about the neighborhood I'm moving into.
How
What is
would
the
you know that if there's signs of, how would you know? That's a unique question.
Yeah, so we can So we have these really great AI embedding models that actually embed in the listing images, and we're able to scan the images and understand
Come
things like,
on.
yeah, it's really cool. And we're
That's
able to,
awesome.
and we're able to scan things such as like cleanliness level and things like that, and actually infer, you know, what does that mean for that property, the living condition, et cetera. So we can get to, like I said, any crazy level of detail you want about that property. It's like talking to a one-on-one salesperson about the property, except we're not selling you. You know, it's going to be 100% honest, right? So
Yeah.
that's that one-on-one experience that nobody else can do except, you know, Realm right now. So.
Wow, that sounds really cool. Hey, it's Mark Yeagy here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more. I'm in the stock brokerage business, and way back when, in another life, 30 years ago, I created, with my other company, overnight trading, which was not existent, and 24-hour trading, and some of the interfaces we use today for quotes. And I always wonder, like, if you want to buy a stock, any stock that's out there, you can right-click on a mouse and you could buy a stock, but you can't do that with real estate. That's the knock for me on real estate. Is like, all right, you got to go search. You got to find a broker. You got to make a deal with the broker. You got to go look at a bunch of properties. I mean, I guess Zillow and, you know, other online MLS companies have taken that to a different level where you can actually click through and find properties nowadays. But, all of the steps, you know, the mortgage, the financing, the inspection, all those things take a lot of time. You can't just right mouse click and buy real estate, but it's moving in that direction with companies like what you're doing.
Right.
So that's really cool. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, I think, you know, when we started this business, I like to approach everything from like a first principles perspective.
Sure.
What is reality versus, you know, what can be molded, right? And a lot of real estate, and probably for great reason, you know, in the historical sense, it has a lot of, you know, twists and turns to actually be able to acquire an asset or rent an apartment or do anything with it.
Yeah.
And when you actually break it down, there's a lot you can remove in that process and get to as close to one of my biggest inspirations is, you know, one click checkout with Amazon.
Yeah.
And there's really no reason you can't do that. And if you can start chipping away at it and take away everything and then add things back as you realize, oh, that was a good idea, I think you can get pretty close to closing transaction in a matter of weeks rather than a matter of months, particularly, you know, with some of these investment properties. And AI and what we're building, you know, getting down to that level of detail, we did have, you know, for a little while, a mock-up of what it would look like to have homes in there, right? For sale homes. And you could, you know, have AI search all the way down to, you know, I want a $500,000 home with less than $50,000 worth of renovation. And I want it to be an investment property. So give me the line item of all the different costs associated with this building. That's totally doable. And that's something we already have the capability of, and we'll be adding into the platform shortly. But that's where the direction in the future of everything's going. And if you're able to have AI do all of the research work, all of the line item work, all of the, you know, cash flow analysis, et cetera, then what's the barrier, right? It's just a pulling funds together at that point.
Amazing. It sounds like a quantum leap in real estate acquisition for sure. And in a lot of respects, how do you guys make money? I'm going to go ahead and just ask you bluntly.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So so the cool thing about the platform, it's free for users. It's free for real estate agents to come into the platform, get their leads. We charge on the promote of the listing. So we'll charge, you know, $65 for an agent for 30 days to promote their listing in the platform. The other side of it is we're venturing into some enterprise stuff. Our search is so great. A lot of big companies out there want to use it. So that's another opportunity to actually build that whole network out and gain legitimacy through leveraging great brands out there.
That's fantastic. How long have you guys been around?
Yeah, we started this project, I would say about a year ago. Had a couple of early beta tests with several different iterations of solutions for the given problem. I'm very problem solution oriented, and not every solution is a good attack to the problem. So we tried out a couple of things, had 3 to 4 failures in that. And then once we rolled out this search, it was a hit. We ended up getting 15,000 people in under 3 months when we rolled it out in New Jersey. We've been in New York for almost 3 weeks now, have over 4,000 people here. and we're just seeing, you know, great market fit with what we've built here. So we're now heads down, just fully leaning into it, building it out, blowing it up. But you know, you got to go through the iterations, you got to go through the twist and turn, the learnings, and talk to the customers, talk, you know,
Sure.
talk, and really try to refine exactly how you're approaching any given problem.
Sounds like you're building this cool company from the ground up, the right way. I used to write software, and I didn't write it because I couldn't write a line of code. But who's writing your code?
So we have a great
Trick question, but
yeah,
go
no,
ahead.
it's a great question. So I mean, I'll say I wrote a couple of the original models and stuff like that, and then we brought in our CTO, and he looked at it, and he's like, "That's a nice like college project. Let me toss that out and do something else with it." But we got this great guy. His name's Ilya Neshevsky. He's, you know, a PhD in polymer chemistry. Has had, you know, a quantitative trading firm. Worked as an engineer at several companies. So really smart guy. Really understands computer vision, machine learning, data science, all the stuff that we're leveraging in the platform right now.
Beautiful. Wow, it sounds like you got a really cool thing going, and I believe in AI. I think AI is going to take over so many things. And don't be afraid, everybody. AI is, you know, doing things like making your life easier in a lot of ways. And once we start melding AI with robotics, life is really going to change for us all. So it's not like it's going to put everybody out of business. It's just going to put everybody in a different business or a better business, and it'll make some of the things that we took for granted that were boring and all that kind of stuff. It'll make those things mundane and make them accessible, and it'll take you into a better realm of being able to do a lot more things. So kudos to you guys for doing what you're doing. Congratulations. Where can people find out a little bit more about you and maybe access some of your services?
Yeah, so we're on all social platforms, realm.ai. You can check out the platform at realm.ai
That's
and
RELM, everybody.
RELM.
Realm.ai if you're
Yeah.
driving.
Yeah, RELM. And it's that simple. We kept everything pretty cohesive there.
Cool. Anything I didn't ask you that I should have asked you?
I think, you know, one thing I wanted to touch on that I thought was interesting that you said was, you know, everything is, you know, AI is going to be making life easier for folks and all that. And I think there is the direction in which I see the technology going is no code AI and being able to integrate that into your businesses, build your own custom models and things like that, and not have to touch a line of code. So I think you're going to see, I think we're going to get through this AI bubble, and then you're going to see another explosion of it with this no code AI and have it fully integrated into most businesses.
Right. I wouldn't doubt it. I think you're probably spot on. It's almost hard to get your brain around when you start to say integrated into most businesses. But I'm excited for you. Congratulations to you. Thanks for being a guest on the Wealth Architect podcast. Appreciate your time and wisdom.
Perfect. I appreciate it, Mark.
Thanks a lot. Remember, everybody who's listening and watching, what I always say, never give up your power in your health, your wealth, or your time. See you next time and have a great day, everybody. Take care.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.